simple reason is, since 1964, the homicide rate has gone from 6.3 per million to 13.5 per million. That means every year, for decades now, hundreds of innocent people have died who wouldn't have died if the murder rate was the same as it was before the death penalty was abolished.
Well, the world has got a more dangerous place, isn't it? I mean, it's not as if nobody gets killed in Texas.
I don't know what the relevance of Texas is, but in Britain,
Texas has a death penalty.
And Ohio has a death penalty and has the lowest homicide rate in America. So I don't think we can draw comparisons with American states.
No, but I also don't think we can draw comparisons with figures based on 1965, when the world was a very, very different place compared to what it is now.
What figures do you think we should use? All we can say, with all honesty, is that the murder rate has doubled. And the difference is there is no deterrent now. Hundreds of extra people have died because murderers haven't been deterred.
Gerry Hayes, is this one worth debating?
Oh, of course it's worth debating. I mean, I sat through so many of them, and it's great for the Green Ink Swivel-Eyed Brigade. I mean, they'll love it. And, of course, Paul's been very clever in his petition. He's brought Europe in as well. They'll all be frothing at the mouth and biting the carpet. But nothing's going to happen, because at the end of the day, and, of course, there'll be another outrage, Parliament will reject it for very good reason. I mean, Paul's things are not quite right. In fact, the homicide rate, what he really should be talking about is the murder rate. But the murder rate has been roughly about the same for the last 15, 20 years. We've got one of the lowest murder rates in the world. Is it going to be a deterrent? No, it's not going to be a deterrent. Most people who commit a murder don't go and think, I must go and commit this murder. It's in the heat at the moment.
I'm going to give Paul the chance to talk about the figures that you're questioning. But before I do, Gerry, what do you think about the idea of these e-petitions that are clearly putting items on the agenda which really haven't been on the agenda in reality in my lifetime?
Well, yeah, let's debate it. I'm all in favour of debate and discussion. You know, the transparency of debate is a very good thing. But, of course, this was a Tony Blair stunt to make him look terribly democratic, which hit the buffers very, very sensibly. And Cameron has said, oh, well, you know, let's be popular again and resurrect it. I don't think it's a particularly good idea. The next debate will probably be on Madeleine McCain. Then there'll be something on Europe. But, I mean, as long as people accept that they elect their members to make decisions and not just, you know, follow the crowd, then all will be well.
Paul, just to let you come back on those figures, basically Gerry is saying, as you heard there, that the murder rate has really been roughly unchanged for many years.
Well, I don't agree with him. I don't accept it. And I looked at the House of Commons Library research for those numbers. The thing we're ignoring is that there's a massive popular support for this. It's never been a majority for abolition of the death penalty. And when you ask people the specifics, murder of children, murder of police officers, but numbers go up a scale. We're talking 60-70%. Women feel extra strongly about murder of children. There's a big disconnect between cynical old politicians like Gerry and what the public wants. There was only ever a majority in Parliament for abolishing the death penalty, never in the country.